Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Chronically Low Competence, an audio-only Let's Play podcast. I'm your host, Dan. We're back for another round of Squirrel with a Gun. Not too much to say off the top here, and we have some really big stuff happening this episode. You're going to want to stick around to the end, so here we go. Can I get in the house on this side? Nope, that door's locked. Well, I shot out a window somewhere, although I don't think I can get to it because I don't have a gun anymore. I wish there were an easy place to find... Oh, wait. I found my gun. Sweet. All right. So now we can jump in. Oh, there's another case here. Glasses. Do I get to wear little glasses? I do get to wear little glasses. that's pretty cute. I wonder if they have a stat. Let's see. Okay, glasses. No stat. Oh shit, they look exactly like my glasses. All right, I'm keeping those. I am going to switch from the watch to the sweater, though. No, you know what? I'm going to keep the watch. Never mind. All right, back in the house. Got an SMG. Let's see what's going on in here. Can I open the... Oh, I can't open the doors in here. There is a toilet. This is a bathroom. There's a toilet with acorns going into it. I can drop through the toilet under the house. That's how I get the golden acorn under here. Oh, there was also an access point under the stairs in front of the house. But whatever, the toilet was funnier. So now there's like a little maze under here. I see a couple of explosives. And what is this? There's like a squirrel doll? What are you? Can I pick you up? I can pick it up. It's like a little stuffed squirrel with a handgun. I wonder if somebody wants this? I'll tell you what, I am going to run out and throw it in front of the house. Whoop. Yep. Okay, just in case I need that later. Now, back in where... I had to ditch my gun for that, so let me go back and get my gun. Got it. And that golden acorn has got to be down here somewhere. And this way. Regular acorns. And a, like, red section of fence. I wonder, maybe the red sections will explode. Whoa, something just blew up outside the house. What the fuck was that? Oh, the squirrel doll exploded? Is it? Oh, I opened the door of the house. All right, I don't know what that was about, but I'm not gonna complain. What I am gonna do is get one of those explosives. Hang on. What's over here? Yes, I can circle around. Okay, there's explosives here. So, yeah, what I think I'll do, I'm gonna drop the gun over by this painted section of fence. And then come back around, get one of these explosives. All the way back around again. And we're gonna throw it at that section of fence. Yes, that did it. Blew it away. And now, collect a few more acorns and the golden acorn. Here it is. Golden acorn collected, crawl space maze. Can I shoot out? No, I can't shoot out the, can't shoot out the colored spots of fence. I have to use an explosive, I guess. But that's all right. Let's just hike all the way back out. Easy. Okay, I'm missing one golden acorn from this house. And now that the door is open, I think I can explore the rest of the house. Ooh, there's a guy here. He's totally unaware. Snap his neck. Pop. I don't know if that'll ever get old. What else is going on in this house? There's a dude here. His neck hurts. Oh, his neck hurts. I bet if I do the knockdown, it'll actually fix his neck. Let's see. Snap. And yep, he didn't die. He's like rolling his neck. Are you glad, bud? You happy? Yep, he's happy. He jumped and a gold acorn popped out of his groin. Gold acorn collected chiropractor. Nice. All right, that's all of them for this house. There's a couple of outfits I guess I've missed, but we'll deal with those later. Let's keep looking for acorns. Because I still need... Oh, wait. No, never mind. Yeah, I needed 12 golden acorns and 400 regular for the car. I have the 12 golden... There's a dude here. Thinks I'm adorable, apparently. Give me your acorns. Anyway, I needed 400 regular and 12 gold for the car. I have 12 gold, but I only have 379 regular. So I guess I need some new regular ones. Oh, I can unlock a pistol here too, though. Do I want to spend 100 acorns on that? I think I do. That's an investment. And there's a couple agents here, so I'll get those acorns back here pretty quick, I think. Focus and pop. Okay, knock one of them and finisher. And then run over and finisher the other one too. Nice. And that should give me plenty of acorns. And also, what is this? There's like a red button. Ow! Oh, it was a landmine. That sucks. Huh. I seem to have lost my gun from that, too. Dude, if you don't stop, there's like a guy who won't leave me alone. Let's see. I can climb up this pole. And then there's another house here. I think that's probably more golden acorns. I don't need more golden acorns. I mean, I do. But what I need right now is regular ones. So let me get my gun again. And this dude, who won't leave me alone, is going to get held up. Yeah, give me your acorns. Nice. And we'll go looking for some more. I'm at 341 regular now. That woman didn't drop anything. Collect a couple more here, but it's not very much. Maybe I should do whatever is in this new area. Okay, so this new area, there is basically a shack. Like it's a hovel almost. And there's a fence, chain link fence with barbed wire surrounding it. And like I can see sandbags. It looks like a combat training area. And there's a guy standing at one end of it. And I can get in if I... climb a pole to get all the way up and over that fence. So I guess that's what we're doing next. Climb up over the fence, drop down into his combat area or whatever this is. Whoa! Okay, there are... a lot of landmines here, because I just died. I couldn't even see them. All right, well, we're back outside. Oh, and a little hint popped up. There should be an outfit that resists explosion damage. Well, there's a porta potty here right outside his thing, and a hole next to it. So I guess we'll drop down here. Oh, the music changed. That's interesting. Oh, there's mines down here, but also a couple of crates. Bomb helmet. Yeah, bomb helmet. Cool. I bet that helps me resist. And then, bomb suit. I bet that helps me resist, too. So this... it's actually super cute. Nope. Oof. Yeah, I basically took no damage from that explosion. This is perfect. That's what I needed. So now I can climb back out of here and go tackle that guy's minefield. So now with the bomb suit, it's like a, you know, like those huge suits you see people wear in movies and stuff, like all the padding and everything, and then the huge collar and almost like a spacesuit style helmet. That's pretty cute. Nice. Okay. Well, with this in hand, let's try that section again. See where we get. Back up the pole. And over the fence. Yep. I don't give a fuck about these explosions now. Every time I blow up, the dude like falls over. Oh, interesting. I move more slowly with the bomb suit on. Oh, shit. This guy's got a shotgun. What the f-? How do I... I need something I can throw at him. Let's see. Whoa. Oh. Well, it's a good thing I don't take damage from the explosions, because that would have been a real problem. Get away from this guy. Okay. Maybe there's something I can use for a weapon in around the back here. Yeah, there's a bunch of acorns. What is this? Oh, another outfit. Coral snake. I don't know what... Oh, so, let's look at this outfit. What did we get? Coral snake is a fur option. It gives you a unique walking animation, and it looks like, I guess it looks like a coral snake, like bands of black and yellow and red, black, yellow, red. And then the tail is just black and yellow. Huh. I guess I'll keep the bomb suit on for now, at least until I'm done with this guy here. Can I sneak up on him now? Whoa. How do I deal with someone when I don't... Ow! Oh shit, his shotgun just straight killed me. Ugh. Okay. Can I deal with him? I don't think I can even deal with him before I get to him. I could... Can I throw something over the fence for me to... Yes, I can throw my gun over the fence. And then I'll just grab it on the other side. And then this won't be a problem. Also, the unique walking animation that it talked about is slithering across the ground like a snake in like an S curve. That's pretty funny. All right, so now I can try to get to my gun. There we go. Fuck's sake. Oh my God, there are a lot of mines in here. Gun. I don't want to burn up all my ammo. Oh! Did I lose my gun? Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Oh, I can pick up the mines? Oh, shit. Well, let's do that. Alright, buddy, guess what? Oh, well, okay. Okay. Well... I set off a mine, and it blew up and threw me out of the fence. So now I have to slither all the way back around. All the way back around, so that I can take another run at that. Yeesh. It looks like I lose, like, a bunch of acorns when I die, too. I don't know how many. Just the regular ones, not the gold ones. So that's annoying. Okay. Drop in. Yeah, another explosion. Good. Yes, thank you. That's great. Yeah, great. Good. Excellent. All right. Grab. Oh, for fuck's sake. Grab a mine. Throw it at buddy here. Oh, Jesus Christ. Can I please just... All right. I can't throw these things at him. I mean, I can. I just can't. Okay. There we go. All right. Aim and... How did that not go off? What the f***? That should have killed him. Hey, buddy. And it stuns him, but it doesn't knock him. Jesus. Okay. Back to plan A. We're going to go get that gun, and we're going to shoot this dude. This is ridiculous. No. There's just so many mines. Got it. Now, I just need to get to where I can shoot at him. Oh, no fucking way. This dude's gonna kill me again. Okay, one shot. Yes, knocked him. Okay, there we go. Finisher. Oh shit, he's still not dead? There we go. Done. Man, screw it. He's getting back up? What the fuck? No, you do not. This dude has 2 life bars. I'm gonna do him again. Ha. Better be done now. He's getting back up again? What the fuck? Where's his... You know what? Take this dude's shotgun. I found a shotgun. Now more can be bought around the neighborhood. Cool. Oh. Alright. Oh, and now he's dead. Because he just fell in his own mines. And... Oh, the golden acorn for the mines appeared. Ow. Alright, well... Grab the shotgun. Grab the acorn. There we go. Finally. The sovereign citizen. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Alright. No! No! The mines knocked me out of the field again. Oh my god. This is ridiculous. Okay, I need to change back into a normal outfit so that I move more quickly. And then we're gonna go back around to the pole again so that I can try and make it to that guy's house. Jesus. This is ridiculous. Oh, hey, here's where I can buy the shotgun though. Let's unlock that. Cool. That'll be fun to play with. Yeah, let's go get a shotgun. We'll aggro a couple agents along the way. Shotgun. Hey, buddy. Boom. Wow, that just fully dropped him. Like, not even the stun, just all the way to the ground. Oh, and now he's knocked, so let's... Oh, we turn the... Okay, the knockdown with the shotgun is amazing. The squirrel faces the shotgun backwards, right? And then he fires it, lets go of it, so it slides along the ground into the guy's... knee or ankle, I guess, really. And then he like falls over onto it with the barrel facing upward, and then you just fire straight into him. And that's the shotgun. I wonder, because this has such a big kick, I wonder if I can use it to just get straight over the fence without having to go through the minefield. Let's go try it out. Because I bet the jump on this is just insane. All right, moment of truth. Oh, yep, that worked. And a shot to take out the shotgun guy here. And he's down. Sucker. All right, let's check out his house. Oh, that guy just blew up on his own mines and dropped a... Oh, that's a golden acorn, but I must have gotten it already. It's like, clear. It's like transparent. I guess you can do the same acorns multiple times. It's good to know. All right, what's in this house? We've got an ammo wedge. Nice. We've got a bunch of furniture piled up in a back room with a golden acorn that I can't... There we go. Got to it. Golden acorn collected in Landmine Guy's house. There is one more acorn here. I see a shelf on the wall. But I didn't quite handle it correctly. There we go. And up. And yep. All the way up here. Looks like I can spend some acorns to unlock a shotgun here too. I'm actually not going to do that one because... I already have the shotgun unlock outside, and this one is inside this house. It's not going to be very useful. There's a hole in his roof, though. Let's see if I can jump through that. Yep, that worked. We're on his roof. It is all tin. Looks like garbage. I don't see... Oh, there's a reload spot here, but I don't see an acorn. Oh, I see. There's some floating platforms. I think I probably need to use the shotgun's double jump to get to them. All right, well, here goes nothing. Made it to the first platform. I don't have any more shells, but I do have a reload, so we'll just do that. And then up. Oh no, I fucked it up. Oh no! Shit. Oh no, mine. Ow, I died. Or no, I didn't die. That's surprising. Let me really quickly equip the bomb suit. Yep. And bomb helmet. Yep. Okay. Now, let's go get a new shotgun. And we'll try that again. Okay. Got the shotgun. Oh, but you know what? I don't have a reload. I'm not carrying a reload anymore. Maybe I can make that first jump without two shots. We'll go find out. I just gotta get back up there. Hang on. Technical difficulties. By which I mean... actually just not very good at jumping. So technical on my side. Okay. Out on a roof. We do a reload. Okay. And we head over to this platform. Okay. I wonder... Nah. Here we go. Now, you definitely need... I didn't even make it with two shots that time. All right. Well, I guess that's going to have to do it for this guy's house, at least for now. We'll come back in the future. Maybe there's... I know there's some upgrades you can buy... like later on for the weapons. So maybe that'll make this work. I do need to go grab that shotgun though, so that I can get out of this area. Okay. I also don't need this outfit anymore. So let's switch back to, let's do the watch belt this time. And we'll still do the eye patch and a beret. All right, off we go. Woo! Oh, what's this? Oh, there's a tank, like a red full-size, like a human tank, just in the middle of this neighborhood. And it just spun around and pointed its cannon at me. Oh, shit. And fired a rocket, which hits me. I go flying into the air, and an agent pops out. I land on the ground. I'm okay. There's an agent who with Okay, there's a bald agent with daddy in rhinestones across the back of his suit jacket. Goes back into the tank and disappears into like a trap door leading to an underground road facility. That was wild. Let's grab some acorns. There's a person here taking a picture of me. They're going to give me some acorns as well. Let's see. I'm at 14 golden acorns and 402 regulars. I think, did I need 1,000 for the car? It's pretty clear that I'm going to need the car to actually progress the game, because that trapdoor that the tank went into had like vehicle painted on it. So I think I need a vehicle in order to get into it. All right, let's grab a handgun first off. And then, oh, nope, it's just 12 gold and 400 regular. So let's do it. Here we go. Paying it off. Boom. Dude, there's another guy here with a phone. So guess what, buddy? Give me your acorns. Give me your phone. That's your punishment. All right, squirrel fact. Squirrels cannot legally own guns, but they also cannot be... And they already did that one. That's too bad. I guess we've run out of squirrel facts. All right, grab the gun again, and let's get us a car. Dude, there's another of these guys. Would you f*** off? Yeah, f*** off. I'm going to take your phone and get another squirrel fact. January 21st is National Squirrel Appreciation Day. Throw his phone right back at him. All right, squirrel gun, or not squirrel gun, squirrel car is here. Let's see, how do I get in? How do I? Can I, oh, I see, I hit E to get in. Listen to that music. That's funny. All right, yeah, I'm driving around a little RC car. Oh, there's some sick jumps here. Oh, I missed it. This is hilarious. Okay, so I can accelerate, I can brake, I can hop, and I can exit. So I wonder, there's a bunch of these ramps here. Are these just here for fun, or do I get something if I jump them? Woo! Woo! This is pretty entertaining. Oh, there's a jogger here. She's running really fast. I wonder if I can catch her in the car. I could never catch her in the, on foot. There was just no way. Come on, lady. No, I still can't catch her. Oh, wait, maybe. I think the ramps give me a boost. Huh. All right. After you, lady. On your ass. Yep. So I drove into her feet and she fell down and dropped a golden acorn. So there we go. Golden acorn collected jogger stopper. That's pretty good. All right. Let's get back in the car. And, you know, what I really want is a gun. Because I see the... Oh, there's a skate park. I bet with the car, the skate park. Yeah, here we go. Up the wall, up the wall, up the wall. Yep. I did a sick spin off of it. So that's pretty good. So there's a skate park here, right? And it has a giant wall with a bunch of arrows. And I can drive up it. And looks like, oh, actually all the edges of the skate park I can like drive up and do spins off of, and I get acorns for doing it. That's pretty cool. Woo. Anyway, that wall I was talking about, right? It has a bunch of arrows, which I think function like boosts. And you can use, if you get to the top, I fell off, but I saw there was a golden acorn. Yep, got it. High in the skate park. Hell yeah. giving the squirrel an RC car, great idea. One in a million. Just really perfect design. And then doing tricks for acorns, also excellent idea. Very cool. All right. Now, as I was saying, I want a gun before I go after that tank, so that at least I start out armed. So let's head back to where I can get a gun. It's too bad the shift on the music is so abrupt. But that's all right. Let's see. Shotgun or pistol? Shotgun or pistol? I think pistol. And then can I... Yep, I can still get in the car with a gun. I can even aim the gun independently while driving. Oh, man. That's crazy. I wonder if there's going to be like a driving shooting area or stage later. That would be pretty fucking cool. All right, let's go take on this tank. See what's up. Yep, with the vehicle, now that I'm in a car, I can drive down into here. It's an underground tunnel. It's going deeper and deeper, all high tech like that original science facility that we were in at the beginning. We load and yeah, we're in. Oh, that's funny. There's a gun and an SMG here. So I guess let's hop out. I think I'm probably going to want the SMG. So let's grab that guy and back in the car. I guess this is going to be my driving and shooting section. Let's see. We're heading down further, further and further, deeper and deeper. Oh, yep. There's a guy. The road ahead is electrified. Stay in your vehicle. Okay, good to know. Whoa. Whoa. They keep shooting at me. There's agents on the road, even though it's electrified. But, you know, whatever. Ooh, road splits. Oh, geez, there's like a line of guys here. Whoa. Oh. Fell off the road into the lava. This is like a Mario Kart level. Like, it's just a open track that... loops and spins and splits and such and is over lava, and then there's guys just along the way shooting at me. It's pretty cool, actually. Take that guy out. And we're going coming around. There's a jump here. We hop off that. Bypass these two guys. And here's the split. And then the whole series of guys here. Whoa, I spun my car around on accident. Ah, and I fell off again. It's trickier than it seems because it's very narrow. Very narrow road. All right, let's give this another shot. Music in this game is kind of amazing. Headshot that guy. Whoa. All right, made it past those ones. Here's the split. Yeah, there we go. Oh, splits again. The middle one has a golden acorn. Yes, got it. Oh, and jump some more lava. Gun down that guy. Oh no! The track tilted into the lava and I just drove straight into it. All right. Another try. Third time's the try, right? That's how it goes. All right. First guy. Got him. And here comes the second guy. Got him. Third guy. Got him. Yeah. All right. Now we're into the split. Aim up and... Yeah, got him. Oh. I'm still on the track. Okay, we made it. Whew. All right. Got that guy. jump. Kill Deca. No, I drove straight into the lava again. That little patch is a problem. All right, here we go. Another time or two of that, and we may end up cutting. We'll see. Oof. All right. It's through the main path. Well, that's interesting. Wait a minute. I think I saw a shortcut. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. I got stuck halfway through. After the split and fell off the side. All right, now I'm not gonna cut because I think I saw a jump for like a shortcut or something. So I wanna check that out just right off this first curve. And then if that doesn't work out, I will come back once I actually manage to get through this section. Oh, nope, I fell off the side. But it looks like it could do it. It might be a shortcut. I don't think I'm going to try it. I'll stick to the normal path. So, we'll be back. All right, we got past that guy. Ooh, there's some lava to the right, but I dodged that as well. Another jump. Yeah, okay, we're through. We're in a enclosed tunnel. No more lava. Whew. All right. And, yep, looks like that was the end of that section. Into the next one. Oh, okay, we pan up on a facility with multiple agents with grenade launchers. And then a bunch of gunshots into a door, which explodes open and I come flying out in my little car. Hit one of the guys in the face. Land in a big arena. Fall out of my car. And here's the tank with Agent Daddy, who pops out, points at me. And looks like everybody's gonna come after me. Okay. All right. The... Whoa. This game. So I see. The wheels, there's like treads on the tank on each side. And it... they're lit up so I can shoot them and they break. It looks like that builds up a, like, stun meter for the tank. So, there's also a bunch of agents here. So I gotta take out some of these guys because there's just too many, too much chaos. Whoa, I can go under the tank. Crazy. All right, let's take out some of these treads. Whoa! Lost my gun. How do I get a gun? New gun. I need a new gun. Oh, I see. I can climb up and take out some of these soldiers for their guns. The music in this game. Just ridiculous. Oh, I see a Uzi spot I can get to. Here we go. Give me that Uzi. Oop. Get behind cover. Let's take out more of these treads. Almost there. Hit me with the explosion of the cannon. Oof. Almost there. Okay, there's just two treads left. There it is. Okay, repairing 38 seconds. What's going on in the rear, it says. I wonder if I can... one of these guys grabbed me. There we go. What's going on back here? There's like a light spinning. I don't get it. Can I... Maybe I can jump up there. Ow. Oh, shit. They've almost killed me. I don't know what to do. Maybe I can jump up. Whoa, nope. He knocked me off by spinning the turret around. Look out for the electric attack. And then a big electric sphere appears around the tank, killing everything in its radius. Okay, good to know. I don't think I'm winning this first try, because I don't know how to hurt it, and I'm almost dead. But clearly the first step is taking out all these treads, so let's do that. Ooh! Now, cannon got me. Aw, nuts. Okay, so shoot out the treads, that makes sense. I don't know what... Oh, I have the car now. I didn't know I could have the car in this arena. I feel like that's actually not going to be very helpful, though, because it's so hard to control. Round to the treads. Okay, that's half the treads. We got one side down. Let's reload. Ooh, there's a shotgun. That's not going to be actually better than the Uzi for taking out the turrets, though. Or not turrets, the treads, because it only fires twice before it needs to reload. Tread, tread, tread. Let's get around the side of it. Yep, there we go. Okay, repairing, 38 seconds, and there's something going on. There's like green lights in the back. Do I need to like just shoot the back? No? Oh, there's some green crystals or something down here. Ah, that's it. Okay, so underneath, there's a bunch of like green crystals that I can remove by shooting. Okay, got those off. Ah, it broke off the cattle catcher in the front and took down the force field. Let's get up there. Nope. Get up there. Ah. Shoot. He knocked me off, and now they're doing the electric attack again. So let's go get a gun. And... Okay. I need to, again, break all of the... treads, and then break open the commander's hatch on the top now that I've taken out the front part. Should actually be a little easier now since I can just run underneath it to get new ammo. Almost half the treads. Yes, okay, that's one side. Let's see if we can get the other side. Ooh. Big explosion. Ah, ran out of ammo. Ooh, he's shooting at me. Oh, he's shooting at me. Let's cross underneath. Yeah. Okay. They're repairing. I need to reload. And then hop up. And then let's see if I can, yes, broke open the hatch. Now what do we got? Okay, he pops out. Oh, I can shoot him now. Oh, but the electricity, ow, oh shit. I wasn't fast enough getting off of the damn thing. That electricity blast really hurt. I'm at probably a quarter health. I think I'll be okay, though, because it doesn't actually hurt unless I really... I move around enough that the turret isn't a problem. The cannon is, but it doesn't fire very often. I think I can avoid it. Okay, got all the turrets on one, or all the treads on one side. Ooh. Evade that, reload, back out. Oh. Reload again. Go out the front this time. Reload. There, okay, they're repairing. Whoa. Ah, shit, he spun the turret and knocked me off and killed me. Maybe I should be trying this with the car. Now, I just don't think I can stay in here. Oh, I see. So the advantage to doing this in the car, in addition to being fast, is the bullets automatically reload over time. So, let's see. Alright, one... Oof. Got knocked off the car. Oh, shit. And lit up by the turret. Well, there goes that. But that's okay. We're still in good shape, and there's only one tread left. Okay, repairing. So let's run down and take out the front. Front's knocked off. That takes down the shield around the gunner and the hatch. So now it's about getting that hatch open. Can I shoot? Oh, I can shoot the guy on the turret. Can I just make that not a problem anymore? That would be ideal. Honestly, that's more important than damaging them. Ah, nope. Knocked me off, and here comes the electric attack. I wonder, I might be better off with the shotgun for when I'm actually gonna do damage. But we're back to blowing off treads. Let's see. Ooh, I can get in the car again. Ooh. Oh shit. Cannon shot. Direct hit. Oh. Get my car again. I just need a gun. Let's see. Oh, I got it. Okay. Oh. There's an explosive. Man, wish I'd known about that. But that's alright. Oh. Why can't I drive? I'm stuck on something. I don't know what I'm stuck on. Now I'm stuck in the treads. There we go. I'm out. All right. Whoa, cannon. Jeez. This is a wild boss. All right. There's one of the treads, two treads. All right. 39 seconds. I knocked out the guy on the cannon, or on the turret, I mean. And here comes, yep. All right, we got Daddy to pop out here. Oh, but there's the electric shock. Get away, get away. Okay. All right. Let's see if we can bust these treads again. They're still using the big cannon, but at least the turret's not a problem. All right, that's half the treads. Reload. All And another reload. Taking out treads. One more. Ran out of ammo. Refill. All right, got the tread. We're in repairing mode, so we get up and we're gonna just pop father. Whoa. It's so hard to control this. Shit. Well, I hit him a little bit anyway. I think if possible, I really want a shotgun before going up there, but that might not really be feasible. We'll see. Okay, that's half the treads. Reload. Head for the other half. Whoa. There we go. All right, reloaded. He's repairing. Let's get up here, reload, and then just small shots. Why am I not hitting? That hit him. Oh, shit. Shit, the electricity. No. Oh, just made it. Whew. That was close. Another couple of rounds of that, and we'll be in good shape, I think. If nothing else, I've got the methodology down, and it's actually a lot easier now that the turret is handled. That was actually way more dangerous than you'd expect, because it would knock you off the top of the tank, and that's the biggest problem I faced. Reload. Man, the electricity's coming faster and faster. Oof, just made it. Back on the treads. Didn't quite get all of them. Pretty close, though. Ooh, cannon shot. But I'm still alive. That actually only hurt a little bit, fortunately. Took out about half the treads on that side. Okay. Just a couple more. Reload. And the electricity's back again. I think one more round. One more cycle, and I think we're in good shape. Taking out the treads on one side. Oh, ran out of ammo before I could get them all, but I got pretty close. Let's reload. Oh, cannon's coming toward me. Let's get away from that. Excellent. Now, slip out and... Okay. That's all the treads on one side. Reload. Back around for the other side. Where is it? There it is. Got it. Reload. Ah, nope. He knocked me off of the thing. Damn. All right. One, maybe two more times. We're getting there, I promise. Took out the treads on one side. Loop through and reload. Flip over to the other side. Oh shit, the cannon. Oh. There we go. Get through to another reload. Okay. I like this boss in concept, but I feel like this execution is a little lacking. Like, this could have gone a lot faster. Got him. Okay. Father defeated. It's almost like a Dark Souls style thing with like a banner in the middle. Father defeated. What do we get here for our crazy cutscene? So the tank spins around, the cannon falls down, hatch pops up. That guy that I was just shooting sticks his head out. I've got an explosive, a bunch of explosives that I just drop straight into the tank with him and close the hatch. And then do a Superman pose as the explosion flips the thing open and launches me out of the whole facility. This squirrel's an action star. This squirrel is definitely an action star. Oh, okay. And with that, a boundary that was keeping me from a different part of the neighborhood just disappeared. And I'm back out on the mainland. Mainland, that's not right. I'm back out in the main overworld. Yeesh. I can't believe that boss fight. I had no idea I would be battling a tank as a squirrel in this game. It's so bizarre. Anyway, we've unlocked a whole new area to explore, so that's what's up for next week. As always, thank you for listening, and I hope you tune in again.